Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Second Sunday of Easter. Easter is a 50-day-long celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're visiting today, we're very happy that you're here. If you're visiting online, Anthony will be your guide through this service. Today, we sing all our favorite Easter hymns in a festival of lessons and carols with Holy Eucharist. I invite you to take a moment now in silence to contemplate the mighty acts by which our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished our salvation. Our service will begin in just a moment.
At the sound of a bell. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. We're going to try that again. Have you believed, Thomas, because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Please join in singing our opening hymn, Yours Be the Glory.
Broke the stone of it. Get up the wool and bring clothes where your body lay. Yours be the glory, risen conquering sun. And this is the victory. Jesus be sons, risen from the tomb. Love the creatures, scatters fear and gloom. Let the church be glad again. It's a triumph sing. For over his victory, death has lost its sting. Lord be the glory, risen conquering sun. And this is the victory. Glorious Prince of Light, but is life without you, reign us in our shrine. Make us more than conquerors. Through your endless love, bring us safe through Jordan to your home above. Yours be the glory, risen conquering sun. And this is the victory.
My siblings in Christ, as we celebrate Christ's rising from the dead, let us call the whole universe to share our joy. Heaven, earth, men, women, children, and all two-legged beings, mountains, prairies, oceans, rivers, birds, and beasts, wild and tame, everything that moves, stands, grows, or sits still. Out of darkness has come light, out of bitter, sweet, out of evil, good. For evil scatters, shame runs away, innocence blooms once more. We sing in our chains, we embrace in our fear, we kneel in deep quietude, we thrill in stillness. As we hear the story of our salvation, speech fails. In silence and in music, let us bring before the source of life and light our awe and wonder, our joy and laughter, our thanks and praise, our everlasting adoration. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the first reading from God's holy word.
The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear, here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise in body and spirit as we sing the first carol of Easter. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. And the prisoner is standing.
Let us pray. Praise to you, God of our salvation. Your generous gifts surpass all that we can ask or imagine. You have delivered us from the exile of sin and restored us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Glory and honor and praise to you forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the second lesson.
The angel of God, who was going before the Israelite army, moved and went behind them, and a pillar of clouds moved in front of them, took place behind them, and in became the army of Egypt and the army of Israel. And so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the seas into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, and the waters forming a wall, them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursed and went into the sea after them. All Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers. At morning.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
At morning, watched the Lord a pillar of fire and a cloud locked down upon the Egyptian army, and threw the Egyptian army into panic. He clogged their chariot. So they turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said, "Let's flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch your hand back over the sea, so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon the chariots and chariot drivers." So Moses stretched his hand over the sea, and the dawn of the sea turned to normal in depth as the Egyptians fled before it. The Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. Waters turned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers. The entire army had Pharaoh had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained, but the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on the right and their left. Thus the Lord saved the Israelites that day. The Egyptians and Israelites saw, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work the Lord did. Against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise in body or spirit and join in singing our second Easter carol, "Through the Red Sea Brought at Last." Let us pray. God of steadfast love, your wonderful deeds of old shine forth even to our own day. By the power of your mighty arm, you once delivered your chosen people from slavery under Pharaoh to be a sign for us of the salvation of all nations by the water of baptism. Grant that all the peoples of the earth may be numbered among the offspring of Abraham and rejoice in the inheritance of Israel. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the third lesson.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
invite you to rise in body or spirit as we sing together the third carol, the Hymn of Promise.
There is a flower in the seed, an apple tree. It will be a hidden promise, butterflies sleeping dreams. In the floor, there's a river. There's a spring that makes me feel. I remember the killer season, something got through me, I can see. The little stars, singing blue and melody. There's a door, a heavy darkness.
Let us pray. God, source and future of the earth, enlighten our hope by the vision of your holy city. Be among us as our light and our temple, our solace and our eternal life. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the pioneer of our salvation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the fourth lesson.
Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance, what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection under him, so that God may be all in all. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to rise in body or spirit as we sing together the fourth Easter carol, which is also the carol that announces the gospel, that Eastertide with joy was bright.
Let them see and satisfy, where in the glorious future of The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Judean authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name, the Gospel of Christ.
Praise be to the glory of Jesus Christ.
Dearly beloved, we are those who have not seen and yet believe. Because of the testimony of Thomas and all those who initially doubted but came to faith, let us therefore confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we come into our time of prayer, I invite you to adopt whatever position is most prayerful for you at this time.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, hear us, Lord of glory, that our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by his power, wars and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
Lord of life and power, mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Peace of the Lord be always with you. I invite you to share with your neighbors a sign of peace. If you are worshiping with us from home, we send you our greetings of peace from here in the church. The peace of Christ, Glenn. Thanks, Josh. Peace, Malachi. You gonna shake hands? If you're not already seated, please do be seated for our announcements. Good morning and welcome again to Good Shepherd. If you're visiting today, we're so happy that you're here. If you're visiting online, please introduce yourself in the chat. And if you're here in person, I hope you'll join us after church for coffee hour. Just a few announcements today. We're taking a little bit of a post-Easter rest after the busyness of Holy Week and Easter. And I want to say happy Easter. It really does matter to me that Easter is 50 days, 10 whole days longer than Lent, y'all. So our celebration should continue. Please do continue those celebrations with us by joining us next Sunday, April 14th, for a potluck in the evening. This is not part of coffee hour. This is an evening supper potluck led by Natalie. On April 20th, Natalie starts our teen Bible study. If you know a teen who would like to come together for Bible study, speak to Natalie. We'd love to encourage them to join us. Two Sundays from now, April 21st, is our next Green Growing Sunday, and it will be followed by a baby shower for Michelle Yee, our parish administrator. Michelle will be on maternity leave from May 1st. If you would like to contribute toward a gift certificate for Michelle from the church as a whole, you're welcome to, you know, also set, give her a card or whatever you want from yourself, but from the church as a whole, then please give any donations to Rector's Warden Clarence Iglesias. Clarence is waving his hand so you know who he is, if you didn't remember from the AGM when we elected him. Okay, great. Please also save the date for the Anglican Church Women's Spring Craft and Bake Sale, April 27th. I am told that they are baking up a whole mess of pies. So if you like pie, plan to come April 27th. Please also save the date for Operation Restoration, our annual summer compassion camp, which this year will be August 12th to 16th. That is a different time in August than we usually do it. There's lots of good reasons for that, but please make sure you save August 12th to 16th. If you would like somebody to write all of that down for you so that you don't have to remember the words that come out of my mouth, please make sure that you are receiving our weekly roundup through a non-Shaw or Rogers address. I don't know why they don't like us, but they don't like us. So please make sure that you have a non-Shaw or non-Rogers email address. You are welcome to subscribe at our website, goodshepanglican.org. Now, are there any birthdays, anniversaries, travel blessings for us today? Yes, Pat, behind Elda. 57th wedding anniversary. Amazing. Yes, Harold. It's your anniversary on Tuesday. Excellent. Congratulations. Anybody else? Yes, Clarence? My sister's birthday last week. Your sister's birthday is last week. James? Your birthday's tomorrow. All right. Anybody else? Birthdays, anniversaries, going anywhere and wanting some travel prayers? Yes, Linda? Okay, so the Lammers will be away. We'll pray a travel blessing over you. Let's say a prayer for everybody. Oh God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and teach them to trust in your goodness all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, your glory fills the universe, and you are with us wherever we go. Bless and guide your servants as they travel far from us. Be their companion on the way, and bring them safely home to us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Happy birthdays, happy anniversaries, safe travels. I invite you now, as we come into our time of Holy Communion, to please join in singing our offertory hymn, Christ is Alive.
Alive, may Christians sing, the cross and ending to the sky. The chains and gold, with praise and spring, his love in them to never die. Christ is alive, and longer bound, to this end, here's him, star and star. He comes to play the human crowd, and conquer every place and our throne above, we boldly hold, and don't you will daily hear of me our Savior with the world in every so great and war, where colors will be right. He suffers still, yet loves the humble, and leads ever we Christ is alive, his favorite comfort, and this and every future day. He'll all be here. His joy, his justice, loves
him. Let us pray. God of grace, you have freed us from our sins and made us a kingdom in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Accept all we offer you this day and strengthen us in the new life you have given us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, You made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven, we acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing.
Holy, 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 Lord, Lord of glory.
Heaven and earth of your glory are full. Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna.
Heaven and earth of your glory are full. Hosanna. We acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us this bread and this cup,
We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you. We give thanks to you and we pray to you, Lord our God. Father, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and this cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. Remember all who have died in the peace of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. Bring them into the place of eternal joy and light. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us sing.
Now we are raised to new life. Now we share in your resurrection. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
Be your little friend and true, keep us alive. Thank
Rising now in body or spirit, let us pray our prayer of thanksgiving after receiving Holy Communion. Father, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith that we may grow in love for you and for each other. Through Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. And please now join in singing our closing hymn, Build Your Kingdom Here. We can do the motions if the kids want to do them.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you.